Hey, it's Dom from Dom Radio. I'm currently in an undisclosed location out of the atmosphere. As always, we're going to have the ad first, but I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you have any suggestions, leave us a message on our Anchor profile.
Hello, listeners. I'm Skell.
And I'm Felix.
And this is the Skell and Felix Show.
The only show where I don't get made fun of for wearing a USA hat.
I like it. It's colorful.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Felix.
Now, anyone who's been paying attention to the news knows that recently, the lunar conflict peaked.
The United Nations, as always, is approaching the issue with ensuring peace by force.
The United Nations deployed their brand new Astromarine division they made a year ago, and they sent them straight to the moon.
With guns!
Now, the UN isn't known for diplomacy, and I know I should be surprised that they killed most of the astronauts and cosmonauts, but geez.
Not a single prisoner was taken.
American casualties included 59 American astronauts and lunar base staff. Only 19 of those 59 were astronauts with guns, meaning 40 American non-combatants were killed.
And although the USSR has not released the number of lives lost on their side, it's very likely that the Soviet base staff and security were treated similarly.
The United Nations has managed to bring a sigh of relief worldwide, as neither the US or the USSR has control of the moon, but at the cost of human lives.
And now, American astronauts and Soviet cosmonauts in UN-controlled land have been labeled as war criminals.
Yep, one conflict has led to another.
Speaking of conflict, it's time for an ad.
What does that have to do with?
Hello, I'm Vladimir Ogansky, washed-up famous person. Did you know, every hour, there is 13 cosmonauts without a home? We at the Organization for Cosmonaut Wellness are here to change that. Now I may just be shilling this group so I can eat something other than rats tonight, but that's not the point. Regardless of the cause, cosmonauts are still human beings. It's not about the cause, it's about the knot. The cosmonaut. Donate today and help homeless cosmonauts. Just go to your local bank and give us all your hard-earned money. Please, I'm so hungry.
Wow, nice to see Vlad is recording ads on the job.
Do you want to go back to editing your episodes yourself?
No!
No? Then shut up, I have mouths to feed.
Mouths? Plural?
Yes, I just came back from the adoption center.
What? No, we are not having a fourth person live in this basement.
I don't think that's up to you.
You've got to be kidding me. Hey, it's me, Dom, the host of Dom Radio. Before I do the outro, I have a really strange story to tell you. So I'm walking down the street, and this guy, he just gets in front of me, and he, like, grabs me by the shoulders, he looks me in the eyes, and he whispers this into my ear. He says, "Produced by Dom Radio, edited by Dominic J. Piccioni. Dominic J. Piccioni as Skell, Felix, and Vlad." I mean, what does that even mean? It gets worse, though. He leans in closer, and I can smell the stench coming off of him, and he says, "This episode is brought to you by Dom Radio. You can visit our website at domradio.wikidot.com. I mean, what does that even mean? And then he tells me about leaving them a message on their Anchor profile. I mean, what is he even talking about? Anyway, I just felt like sharing that story with you. Now, what was I doing before I said that? It'll come back to me.